Watch your breath. And take refuge in the ideas we talked about, especially the idea that logically, if you stopped reacting negatively to anything, you could pretty quickly use up your bad karma and your whole reality would change. Then we'll do Kedrup Jay's first part. pretend you're a child who came into this room like Kirin, and in your mind scan the room from left to right very slowly. This time try to pick out four or five objects that we're going to work with. So as you look across the room in your mind's eye, decide you're going to use a few specific objects, like a few specific people or a wall or a tree or something that appeals to you. Now look at those same objects, scan across the room, stop on those objects, stop on those four or five objects, and try to get in touch with your automatic feeling that they exist out there, from their side, and whether or not they look good, what colors they have, is from their side, out there. Now, the third step of Kedup Jay's meditation, go through those three objects, or those however many objects you've chosen. And imagine that they were coming from your mind, that there are colors and shapes there. There is something green. There is something square. There is something round. But that it's your mind which is giving it content. It's your mind which is organizing it in a certain way. And particularly, it's your mind which is saying, I like this or I don't like this. But try to see it in a way which is not the way that you just looked at it. Compare your feeling of it as something that exists out there to the idea that maybe it's coming from your side, and that the reason something is pretty or not, the reason that someone else is good or not, is all coming from your side. Try to experiment with those same objects, those same three or four things, and try to get used to the idea that it might be coming from your side. Skip back. Now we'll do Belma Gomba. Belma Gomba, skip around, get good at it. They call it meditative gymnastics. Okay? Go to the first one. Look at the room like a child. Don't worry about where it's coming from. Look at the room and get in touch with that, connect with that special feeling that you've always had, that everything around you is coming from its side. They're all looking at you. Everything's facing inwards. It's not like you're projecting it out. It's all facing you. Jump back to number one, see it just as things, and don't worry about where it came from. Jump to number three. Maybe this stuff is coming from your mind. By the way, it doesn't make it unreal. It doesn't make it an illusion per se. If you go out to one of those trees which you are projecting and you cut it with a chainsaw and you stand under it, it'll still squash you. You'll have a nice projection of being squashed. And don't think it's not real. It's very real. But it is coming from your side. Get back to number one. See it like a child. Don't worry about where it comes from. That's the mode we're in almost all day long. Skip back to number two. Get in touch with your old feeling that it was all coming from inside. Now with your new understanding, we'll go to step number four very briefly and then we'll take a break, okay? Scan the room. Stop on those three or four things that you chose. Every time you reach one, stop and think about where does it come from. And let your mind think of it as coming from its own side. And then reject that state of mind and see what's left. Okay? So let your mind stop on a tree. Let your mind get its same old feeling that that tree is coming from its own side. Decide that there can't be a tree coming from its own side. See what's left. Scan the room. Be aware of all those objects like a child. Stop on one. Find a tree that comes from its own side. Really from its own side. And if you find that that tree doesn't come from its own side, cancel it. Go to another object in the room like a person. Try to find a person that you like or you don't like because they themselves are good or bad from their side. And you'll never find one. because almost, well, every person you can find, somebody likes them. It means they're not good or bad from their side. It's your mind. And so cancel that person. And if you keep doing that with all the things that you can see in this room, pretty soon you're sitting in a big room of canceled stuff. And that's very good practice for perceiving emptiness. Okay. One last one, then we'll take a break. Pick one specific thing that you can see in this room. Get in your mind. I'm working on this flower over here. It's a lily or something like that. I'm working on the flower. And in my mind, I'm going to try to picture a flower that comes from its own side and did not get to God's door because I was good in the past. And when I look for a flower like that, I can't find one. All the flowers there are there. I enjoy them. I'm having the pleasure of looking at them because they are created by something good I did in the past. The other flowers that used to be there, that were here when I walked in, and that are at God's door by some random thing or because some divine being put them there or because of the Big Bang theory or something like that, all of those flowers never were there. The only flowers on the shelf anymore are the ones that I am seeing because I was kind to people in the past. And all the flowers that number two, my mental state number two thought were there, all the flowers that were existing there from their own side, those are gone. And they're gone in the sense that they never were there. And go back to first state of mind. Just enjoy the room, enjoy the flowers and the day. Very heavy virtue we're doing. This is the exercises which rip reality into two and reveal the truth. And very, very powerful karma. So we'll dedicate it. I'd like to dedicate it to Ken Rinpoche's health, okay? Okay, and then take like a 5-10 minute break and we'll come back and do a little more sutra. Okay?